When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. No man, down in my teeth, I got a lot of strength. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Chat, take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a sign. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 372. Fourth and Drawn, I'm Dale Saunders here. By myself, wait for Ed Hollywood to come in. We're talking about some of the Eagles recap of the Patriots. We're also talking about some of the preview of the Vikings Eagles. Obviously, things have been going on in the news. You might see some guys injured. It's gonna be a little tough scene coming Thursday. Me, for one, if I'm just talking about the recap in the Patriots game, I felt like sort of, if you guys have been listening to the podcast, you know that we got a house. You know that things aren't where they're supposed to be yet. But as you move things around, you figure out what works. And in terms of what works, you'll figure it out as you go. And the Eagles, with the new, some moving parts, with coordinators, you know, some new pieces, some new starters, they're going to figure out how it works and how it comes together. Obviously, they're not like rugs, or they're not like tables or couches or anything. They're real players. And at the end of the day, this team got a W, whether you like it or not, how they won. I mean, I'm here having the same conversation over and over again of they didn't like how they won, but they won. But I didn't like how they won. But at the end of the day, they won. So as a professional football team, we got a W. And at the end of the season, we're not going to be talking about how they won. They got a W. And they stacked W's, and that's how you continue to be a good team. Now, they're just going to have to figure out how to make some things work. Obviously, I wasn't really happy with the product throughout the game, but if you were there with us sitting in the rain, it was a tough scene in terms of conditions, but that is Gillette Stadium, and the New England fans will tell you about that, but they got a dub. I mean, Evan was there. Evan was on the road trip. How are you feeling? Are you mad how they won, Evan?
Am I mad how they won? No. No, I'm not mad how they won. A dub is a dub. I'll give people that it was a little bit ugly. You know, obviously we were having our way with them in the first half. And then the second half kind of felt like we were trying to give the game back to them. But ultimately, the way I look at it is it was a rainy-ass Saturday. I mean, when I tell you rainy, my hands. Yeah, I showed you my hands like at like halftime. They were pruned the hell up, bro. It was fucking disgusting. It was gross out there, and for them to have their first game in that type of weather after not having any sort of preseason snaps for a lot of the starters, while also having brand new coordinators that, you know, haven't had any real-time game action with their starters out there, there's a lot of reasons as to why things could have gone wrong, and I think that's the reason as to why they did. With that being said, that excuse only lasts for 1 week. I mean, that was your shake-off-the-rust game. We got to come back strong tomorrow. There's no really ifs, ands, buts about it. We do have the benefit in that, you know, everybody loves to throw around the Kirk Cousins and primetime thing, and they're coming off a short week as well. We're not the only ones coming off a short week. So it'll be a fair match, but who knows? These Thursday night matchups, a lot of times they can catch a lot of teams off guard.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins, but, you know, talk about primetime games, he has not been great. But speaking about the New England game real quick, I know we got some guests on. We have Kyle Edwards and Justin Clement, who are the Eagles muralists, who are actually down there at the link right now painting a mural for the Eagles. So we're going to get in touch with them. We have
where are they painting it at? Like
right outside the link, right out where you
like
see
on the link itself or on the ground or
right outside the pro shop where everyone takes the photos and stuff.
Cool.
So they're going to be showing some, maybe teasing some. They actually, Kyle actually just worked with Jason Kelce on the documentary. He did some work for him. But we have those guys on at 7. We have Alex, the pulled pork master, coming on. Mm. As we are doing a tailgate. I just want to get that out off our chest early. Tailgate tomorrow. This is the big one. It's the opener. It's usually out of control. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know it's going to be a good time. It'll be in Lot G2 starting at 2:30. Don't get lost. We'll try and let you know where we are at socials.
For all the people that happen to catch the Twitter post that you put out there in regards to that tailgate, I mean, there was an interesting new addition going on there.
We have Red Bull. Shout out to Red Bull, our new sponsor this year, who it's a tremendous get because these guys are awesome. But in terms of what they might be bringing to the tailgate, they might be bringing a vehicle.
Oh,
a vehicle. Said vehicle could house said DJ Lowski. If you're looking to for a armored vehicle and a DJ vehicle, this could be it.
Two in one. Kill two birds with one stone.
So Lowski pops out of the middle and plays some tunes while Evan's making cheesesteaks.
Yeah, I don't think my grill's going to fit up there. I think that's just going to be a Lowski stage. looking forward to it, man. That's going to be a fun addition to the tailgate for sure.
Big news. But again, it's a vibe, and we appreciate you guys coming out for this tailgate. But speaking about the tailgates, Philly Sports Trips put on a great tailgate in New England. We had a good time meeting all you Eagle fans out there in New England. Mm-hmm. It's weird to be – I grew up in New England. As me and Evan are driving through Connecticut, mm-hmm. I'm telling Evan how much
– there's overpasses.
Marin Park, I hate Connecticut. I don't miss it. No. You know, I'm no bad blood or anything. I'm just saying that I'm still over it.
Yeah, you were very vocal about that you have no desire to ever live back in the state of Connecticut, as do I. I mean, I never lived in Connecticut, but I've told stories to you about my experiences, and I've had enough of Connecticut for a lifetime, personally.
Interesting. Talking about the event up there, really good time. Hotel was dope. Food was okay. Food was pretty good.
I wouldn't say food was okay. Food was pretty great, bro. And Gail came back with a completely new dish that he's going to be throwing down in his own kitchen. This man ate about 10 pounds of corn on the trip. we ended up, it was pretty great. So there was this, we were going to go get grilled cheeses late on, what was that, Saturday night?
Yeah.
And who would have thought that the grilled cheese line would have been around the block? And so we look at that. We're like, yeah, not waiting for that. We're sitting here starving. Look across the street. There's a little taco joint. Pop on in. And who would have thought that had the greatest street corn in the history of street corn? It was dinner with the show, too. Let's not undersell that.
Oh, we saw a rat battle. Two rats going at it.
There was a rat fight going on outside as we were eating. It was pretty cool.
Good times. Ryan chimes in. He says, what is that, a Tesla truck? That was actually a Land Rover truck. So hopefully we'll be I don't know if I'm not ready to drive it, but hopefully
Oh, you ain't driving it, bro. Red Bull's got insurance, bro. There's no way they're letting any of us minions drive that.
shout out to Andrew. He said, looking forward to meeting you guys tomorrow, coming in from Connecticut. Paul Smith, who is also from my hometown. He hates Connecticut too, brother. Paulie Walnut says Connecticut sucks.
Yes, it does.
So as the New England Patriots, they suck. But again, get back to the game. You know, in terms of what the Patriots did offensively, they were kind of offensive in the first quarter. You look at an Eagles team who's phenomenal. I know a guy named Pete Nathan, not here right now, but he did call Jordan Davis bust. I wrote that down. Jordan Davis caused the fumble. Didn't he have a sack as well?
Had a sack, yeah.
He had a tremendous game. Speaking of Georgia Bulldogs, another guy who had a tremendous game.
Jalen Carter.
8 pressures. How many? No,
most in the NFL. That was 1 sack.
That's 2 sacks from Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, I thought you meant from him individually.
But as combined Georgia force. So at the end of the day, the Georgia Bulldogs came and showed out. Again, when you're talking about the new blood, you got to be excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Ryan's sitting here asking, yo, what's up with the mask with the big middle finger on it? That was quite an experience in that game. I mean, first of all, I want to come across and saying this. We as a podcast have been very fortunate to be able to travel all over the country, see a bunch of new stadiums, interact with a bunch of new fan bases. And there is one thing that I will say about the New England fan base that, you know, doesn't exist among many fan bases in the country. That is the ability to talk back. As Eagles fans, no matter where we go, we love to talk shit. And, you know, when you get down to places like Carolina, Atlanta, the Deep South, they tend to be really nice people. And we sit there and we talk shit to them. And then they just kind of take it on the chin. And ultimately, I end up feeling bad afterwards for talking shit. So I want some reciprocation. Whereas in New England, there was no problem with that. They, too, love talking shit. I mean, they had the greatest dynasty in all of sports. So I kind of understand where they're coming from. We were watching Mac Jones, and after Jalen Hurts had made a phenomenal play, I was like, oh, Mac Jones could never do that. Patriots fans, that's what a real franchise quarterback looks like. Then I sat there, and I was like, I think they know what a franchise quarterback actually looks like, now that I think about it.
Oh, we did see Tom Brady running down the field at halftime. I think compared,
that was, odd, just considering seeing him without pads on. I was like, he looks like a little girly man out there.
And all the Botox. He looked a little tight in the face, tight Tommy. But obviously he's the GOAT. I did find those things in the seats that I did send back to my friend, who's one of my best friends, who's a Patriots fan. I sent him those 2 things for his son. So maybe he doesn't even know he's getting it. That's Eagle fans are nice. Mm. Eagle fans are.
Speaking of not knowing we're getting stuff, I mean, everyone knows they're getting cheesesteaks at the tailgate. But does anyone know we're also getting some pork?
Pulled pork.
Alex, in the building. What's up, brother?
What up, boys? How we doing?
You ready to slap some Blackstones together and cook some
meat? Oh, my God. I can't wait to slap some meat on the old griddle. Hear everyone yell, scream, go birds. Yeah, I'm excited.
So not only is Alex filling in for the show at the moment, he's also helping out at the tailgate. We've always been blessed with his presence. Shout out to Liz, who was just in comments. She said that she's attending the tailgate. But, I mean, Alex, how are you feeling about what you saw from the team so far? I know it's just one game. Are you concerned?
I mean, there has to be a level of concern, but not too much. I mean, I'm not, you know, selling the team. But, yeah, we got a couple things to fix for sure. I mean, now with our linebacker being a little bit weaker, you know, we didn't love Morrow. He would have made a great player on the team, but he didn't make the team. So it's like, well, now where are we at? Yeah, now he's back. So it's like, where are we at with that? So I don't know. We have some holes to fill, but I think we'll be okay. I'm kind of hoping that we had a rusty first week, because we were excited to come to the link and open it with the Vikings, mm-hmm. and, you know, hopefully slaughter them, obviously.
And while we're on the topic of injuries, obviously, we suffered some in the past game. I think it's time for an Evan Hearn medical minute here, because we've got
Do you, hey, wait, you need music for that?
I would love it. I would love some music for that. Bad, bad news in the city of Philadelphia, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The milk missile has been spoiled, folks. The milk is spoiled. Reed Blankenship, ribs, did not participate in practice, and he will be out for the game. James Bradberry has a concussion. He will also not be in. Kenneth Gainwell, also suffering some ribs injuries. He will not be playing. And Fletch is questionable, also with rib injuries. The ribs took some damage in this first game, man. And, I mean, you know, as we look at that depth chart, there's been a lot of people that have been vying for Sidney Brown. And I think with Reed Blankenship out of the game, we're going to get a true taste of what this young man is bringing to the table.
You know, everyone knows that I'm a big part of the Sidney Brown stand club from Senior Bowl. So it's not this has been a long time before he got drafted. That was my guy that I was hyping up. This might be his opportunity to shine. Obviously, you know, you don't want, you know, injuries. I mean, the amount of rib injuries, I thought we were like Chili's making some baby back ribs, because how many rib injuries we got? Gainwell with rib injury.
Yeah, three of them. Three of the four. It's Blankenship, Gainwell, and Cox.
And when he went down, that's the first thing I said to you guys. I looked over. I was like, yo, milk missile's down.
Mm. Yep.
Rome says no chalked out.
I was gonna, milk destruction.
Hey, we're going to actually be on Fox 29 tomorrow morning show. Rome, I was going to actually reach out to you if you wanted to come join from 6 a.m. to 10. We will be on. So if you're in the Philly area and want to come on, let me know and I'll get you on our list. But yeah, a lot of guys went down, dude. I mean, there's interesting scratch at the beginning of that game. We saw Rashad Penny.
That was weird.
Down. I mean, and then DeAndre Swift, Philly zone with one carry. How do we feel about that?
I mean, to be honest with you, from what we've been hearing all training camp long, is something that I wasn't really believing, in that Kenny Gainwell was the number one running back on this roster. And, you know, we've been hearing it, and I've kind of been like, are they just kind of blowing smoke up my ass? Are they trying to get a competitive advantage and teams don't really know what to play for? And then the first shoe drops in Rashad Penny, he was being a healthy scratch in the game. That to me was an eye opener. Why would you, Rashad Penny to me, if you've seen what he's done in years past, he's a pretty elite runner when he's healthy. And the fact that he's healthy and getting, you know, taken out of the game, that was a little bit weird to me. As it stands with Gainwell, I don't know, man. Because, I mean, let's disregard the injury. I truly just don't believe he's a lead back, if I'm being honest. I think he's a complimentary back. I don't think he is, in my opinion, what the Eagles are claiming he is, as this.
So he's like a garlic powder?
He's garlic powder, man. And that's not salt, garlic powder is great.
Salt and pepper is salt and pepper.
I'm saying all seasonings are great. Garlic powder is an elite seasoning. But, you know, if you just have a dish of garlic powder, your breath's going to be on fire. You need to mix some stuff up.
Alex, can you, you're a master of spices. What kind of spice would Kenneth Gainwell be in this offense?
He needs to be like that spicy jalapeno pepper. You know, he needs to be a little chili flake. Little kick. Like, that's what we need from him.
Some
we're not
juice.
Getting it from him. Yeah, we're not getting it from him.
I mean, we did get that juice in the Super Bowl, though.
Right, you know, but we're not seeing that, which could, you know, first week, right? And also,
he did have a good first drive, though. Can we be honest on that?
Right, you fed him the ball the whole time.
I think that Gainwell can be counted on for a few good plays a game. And the fact that, you know, it happened on the first drive, that's great. But I'm saying I just don't think that he's the lead guy. I think DeAndre Swift should be, you know, the main running back coming out of this backfield.
He should be fit. Okay. I got
they're
you.
They're similar, though. That's the problem. You know, like, they're both two, you know, hard-fighting running backs that could catch the ball very well out of the backfield. But You know, one's injury prone. The other one hasn't really proved himself yet. But Gainwell, I mean, if you forget, like, he was a monster coming out of college. You know, he set the, what was it, FBS record for the most all-purpose yards for a reason at Memphis. So, like, he could do it. It's just we need to put him in better situations. Like, you know, maybe run a little bit more screenplay, little not Jalen Hurts all the time running the ball. I mean, that would be helpful, too. Like, save him, save his shoulder. You know, when he put his shoulder out to crush some guy, which was very nice to see. But when he crushed over him, like, you know, got to make sure your shoulder is good. Got to make sure your arm is good. Like, still got to whip that thing around, that ball around. So I'd much rather see somebody else run it, like Gainwell, you know.
Anthony, Northwest Bird Gang chimes in. He said, no preseason, the weather definitely played a part. Please relax on the QB design runs. Speaks to your point, Alex.
Yeah, and I mean, this is all leading up to exactly what I was just going to say. I mean, when you look back at last year, what worked for the Eagles? Obviously, Jalen Hurts running the ball was a huge part of the Eagles' success last year. Dude had 13 touchdowns. However, he was also the highest graded pocket passer in the league. I think that's something that you need to lean more on, especially when you look at our wideouts and all of the other receiving options that we have on this team. So I don't think that we can gloss over the fact that the past two games that the Eagles have played, Hurts has had a critical fumble. That's just what it is. I mean, there's no dancing around it. That's what happened. So I think that we just need to be smarter with the ball and, you know, get more pass plays in there, man.
I mean, again, like I was trying to like think and I was looking at the game in like a Super Bowl sense, because obviously it's still on the minds of a lot of Eagle fans. As you watch the game, you're like, okay, you started out fast. And then you finish real, real slow. I mean, because at the end of the day, they put up so many stalled drives that you're like, okay, when are they going to come out of this? And the fact that I thought the coaching got a little too cute. I thought Sirianni, and, you know, obviously we respect the guy. We put his face on a damn tomato pie. Shout out to Constant Hawking Bakery. We'll have his face on a pie tomorrow because we love the coach. But what Sirianni, bro, like, you know, we're talking about an offense that was kind of stalling a little bit. Don't give them the whole half the field already. Just make them earn it. And we were surrounded by Patriots fans with middle finger hats on and masks and stuff waiting to give it to us. So we were on pins and needles on that moment. Because I'm like, how many times are we going to give them an opportunity to come back? Were you guys feeling a certain way about the coaching during those times in the fourth quarter? You're like, what are we doing here?
There was a little bit of that, and I feel like I go back to how I opened up the show when I'm talking about there is just a lot of moving pieces going from last season to this season. The fact that we didn't have – I mean, we have two new an offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator. You know, none of these guys had any, snaps that they played in the preseason. I think that these are all a factor. And you also have to consider the fact that, remember that Nick Sirianni had given the play calling to Shane Steichen last year. So to go from that and now, you know, we're transitioning into an entirely new offensive coordinator. I just think that there needs to be there's going to be a learning curve ultimately. And hopefully this is a 1 week learning curve and the Eagles are able to snap out of it. But I mean, Who was it that just put it up on the – someone was talking about in here, Darren G was talking about, we also can't gloss over the fact that Hurts spent quite a bit of time running for his life on Sunday. And I think that is another factor as well. I mean, we are a team that has been spoiled with great offensive line play for the past decade under Jeff Stoutland. Mm-hmm. And now, you know – yeah,
I mean,
he was kind of running all over the place. I mean, there were some holes in that line.
And we cannot act like Belichick is not a good defensive coach and
exactly
he doesn't have a good front. I mean, that was a good front. Mm-hmm. So when people at the end of the day will like that was the Patriots, said, yeah, Patriots, a good front. And Bill Belichick, one of the best defensive coaches out there. Obviously, you started to see some things with Dallas Goedert being – one target, you know, they probably were trying to take him away, but there were at times where God, it was wide open. You're like, bro, throw it. I probably feel like he's going to get targeted in this game, the next game coming up. But I think overall, I think he just got very comfortable going to the outside. I saw Jason Avant making a point on NBC yesterday, just talking about, kind of speaks to his ability to stay comfortable in the pocket. He's like, nah, I'll go outside. Mm-hmm. So my only concern moving forward is like every time you play a team with a great defensive minded coach who gives you the script, because, you know, the NFL has a script, but this script is different from Bill Belichick. He can lay a foundation for the rest of the coaches in terms of like, how can we slow this Eagles offense down? But, you know.
Right. Yeah. I'm hoping that'll just be a learning curve. Like you said, I mean, you know, these guys are in new positions, you know, new type of, you know, communication skills going on between, you know, the head coach, between the offensive coordinator, between the QB coach, you know, it's all, it has to be a cohesive unit, and that takes time, right? Patience. Like, we got to make sure that it happens. And I think it will. I think that they'll get back into it. You know, it's the same core of people, right? Same foundation, you know, fundamentals type of thing. So I don't see why we can't, you know, win 84-0 on Thursday night. So
now, Alex, you talked about taking time and taking patience. You know what? Mm-hmm. What takes a lot of time and a lot of patience and precision, it's painting a mural. And this doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it may take a couple nights. But these guys who kindly take some time out of their day, they might be in a car somewhere close to the link. Shout out to Kyle and Justin, bringing them in. They're doing the Lord's work out there in Eagles country. Tell us what is going on. You and Justin have been out there all day, you know, working through crazy conditions.
Yeah. First off, thanks for having us on, man. I mean, perfect segue. We do feel like we're doing God's work out here, especially for the real America's team, Philadelphia Eagles. So we're super,
sir,
super excited, super pumped for tomorrow, of course, and just honored and privileged to have yet another opportunity to install a mural outside the link. So this is our third rendition. Not going to give too much info, but it's going to be
Not even tease.
We're just gonna be flying high, baby. I'm just gonna leave it at that. We're just gonna
be flying high. Now, you guys have been out here doing we got Justin over here working hard. Look at him.
Look at that guy.
you might have seen their work before recently in the past. Many of you guys have probably taken photo in front of these wings. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm actually I'm kind of I can't wait to get in the stadium now. Like, we're going to be tailgating, but now I got to feel like I got to get in there early.
Yeah, that would, it would behoove you to get in here and get some good picks, man. Yeah, again, man, you make it sound so cool. So we really appreciate it. We're just out here trying to contribute, you know, and it just so happens it's for the great Philadelphia Eagles. So yeah, we're pumped, man. I think we came out pretty cool. And of course there's always more to come, but this is another opportunity for us to showcase our talent and give a voice to local artistry, and we're just grateful that they selected us again.
So now, are you guys midway through this, or have you finished at this point, or where are you in the process?
We're actually sitting in the car in the plaza right outside of the field right now with the wall to our backs. We actually just threw up our tags on it. We just finished it up. So 7 o'clock right before game day, you know, came down here yesterday, started last night, grinded until 3 a.m. until the storm came in. Hit it right again this afternoon, and we just wrapped it up now. Much like the Eagles, we do whatever it takes, man. So we literally just sitting in the car, like he said, and just wrapping up now. So yeah,
here, show them where we are.
All right, how do you flip the damn camera around?
Just spin around.
Oh, there you're at the promised land.
Yeah.
We are parked in the promised
land. Home, yeah. Sweet home.
See, that would have been dope if they let you sleep overnight there. Because now how many people could say they've slept at the link? Not a lot of people.
Hey, we were this close to doing it last night, man, with that tsunami of a storm coming through. But we wrapped up in the nick of time. And luckily, when we came back today, nothing was really damaged in any way. So we kept cranking. And like we just said, we're just wrapping up. So just in time for kickoff. And we'll see you boys tomorrow.
Yeah.
We are freaking pumped about The tailgating you guys do the best. You're the best in the biz. So, again, we're looking forward to so much tomorrow and so much for this team. And just so proud, man. Just so proud of what we're doing here in Philadelphia. And I know you guys can attest to that. So, fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Yeah, before we let, it, man. Before
can't wait
we
to
let
have
you
the
go,
best mural artist in Philadelphia.
I need a score prediction for tomorrow. I need a score prediction for tomorrow.
Oof. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one, but I think Hurts is going to be slinging it, man. What do you think?
I think 38-24.
That's good.
Eagles win.
That's good.
I would even say, hold on, I'm going to say 38-14.
Boom.
Love it.
Okay.
Hurting it. That's going to be an exciting game.
Yeah. All right, brothers. We'll see you guys tomorrow, man. I appreciate you guys stopping by, man.
Guys,
I can't wait to see it, man.
Go Birds.
See you.
All right, peace. That was fun.
It's going to be a nice little photo op there tomorrow.
I'm excited.
I know. Well, I mean, you brought
sure
that
it won't
up.
Be busy, though.
You talked about that, wanting to get in the stadium early. I can only imagine how long that line is going to be in order to, you know, take a picture in front of that. So I would highly recommend walking in that stadium early.
How many people fit in the link?
60,000? 65,000, 70,000, somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah.
So everyone there.
Now, Brian, a.k.a. Blue Mini, who was also up in New England, I sent him a text. He thought I was some scammer, but he finally got back to me. Would love to link up with you. Hopefully you're going to be at the game tomorrow. But he says, I will take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day. At the end of the day, man, like, I don't want to be like – I never want to be like football guy all the time, but like – sometimes when you play football, you understand like certain situations where it's like you don't cry over getting W's. You enjoy you practice all week. You mm-hmm. practice all season for W's. So when you get a W, you should be excited you got a W. Obviously, if it doesn't look right to some, you got the W at the end of the day.
And let's stop with the whole, like, I'm agreeing with you, but let's stop with the whole woe is me thing as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, because we've been sitting, like, we put up 25 points in a game where I think the Eagles played pretty horrendous. That was an ugly-ass Eagles game. And they put up 25 points and held the Patriots to 20. I mean, that is pretty much everything we're looking for. If we can hold the opponent to 20 or under points, our offense is good enough to put up enough points to win the game. So as long as we can do that, and hopefully we're going to be looking at a drier day. You know, I when I tell you that my pants, I was like 40 pounds heavier before I finally switched my outfit, just because I was so waterlogged.
I'm going to tell you, Ed, that I just finally removed those said pants from my, not your pants, but yeah, my pants from my bag.
Oh, that must have been smelling nice.
They were ripe, and I was like, why did I forget that they were in there? Because it's a bad scene right now. But it was a drenched scene. You know, we had Mr. Nady in the building with us on the road trip. He's a good, you know, sometimes you go on road trips, you have to have the right people with you to make the road trip, said road trip, comfortable. Mm-hmm. At one point in the night, it's about 4 a.m., it's about 2:30 a.m. We're rolling. We got to a part in the trip where I was like, all right, you know, let's get in some heavy metal death for these guys. So Evan looks at me. He's like, hey, you know, I'd like to request Metallica. So-and-so. I tried to give him a basic Metallica.
Afraid Ends of Sanity is what I was looking for.
This guy went deep on me. And then they had a moment. Chris Nady and Evan had a moment where they
– couple of metalheads.
Just having at it.
We were going back and forth.
Yeah, just bonding over a bunch of screaming, huh?
Hey, yeah. It was a great time.
Hey,
and I will say, that's I will great. Say that me and Nady were amping up that Metallica song for a few minutes, and then Gail was sitting there like, you know, this song better be good. You've been amping it up. I think we made a Metallica fan out of Gail's.
Like, the playlist went from Wu-Tang to like
we had disco.
We had some Culture Club. We had some
very diverse.
System of a Down. We had some Killing in the Name of.
We're called the Anything But Country Car. That's what we do. Anything but country.
We did do a couple of drive-bys with our boombox. We did heckle some people.
Oh my god! I think we gotta spend a little bit more time on that. Honestly,
you know, I don't want to heckle people, but when you just there's nothing else to do in Boston.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a tradition that we started back in Charlotte last year, where we ended up after the win in Charlotte. We were driving around. And we're like, well, there ain't nothing to do around here. And so we held a boombox out the window. And we drove around the town with a microphone and we just told all the Carolina Panther fans how we really felt about that one. And then we did the same exact thing, you know.
I mean, I try to keep it like I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to be a troll, but I asked people where Wawa was. I tried to keep it. That was I didn't think that was confrontational. It was like, can anyone tell me where the Wawa is? Because that's at the end of the day, most importantly, a thing that people need to know around the Philly area where their Wawa is.
They probably say to a Dunkin' Donuts up there.
I mean, because at the end of the day, you want to know where your Wawa is, just like you want to know like who your starting defenders are with all these guys being out. You want to know who's your starting cornerback, because you know Bradberry is like the pretzel at Wawa. It's consistent. It's always there. You feel safe when you know that's a good pretzel. But when you got a Josh Jobe, Not that we're not impressed by his performance over the last offseason. We are impressed, but it's a Jordan Addison. Someone in the comments said Jordan Addison versus Josh Jobe. You know, he's SEC battle tested, right, in my Mark Bird voice, but he's SEC battle tested, and he'll have his chance against Addison, who's one of their top prospects they drafted. Across the way we have Slay, who also handled one of the best wide receivers last season.
Because he held them to like 40-something yards, didn't he? He didn't have a big day.
Oh, lockdown.
Yeah, he was locked down.
24-hour lockdown. Shoe program.
But, you know, I have confidence in Slay. And I will say, too, that Slay is looking as spry as ever, man. I mean, he obviously had the pick six, which I feel like – We are privileged to see at least one of those a year out of Darius Slay at this point.
And I called that. I called that last week. I called. I said Darius Slay will get a pick.
You also texted me that.
Thank you. Like 2 seconds after it happened.
But with that being said, you know, James Bradberry going down and Jordan Addison coming. Like Jordan Addison had a good first week in his it's his rookie year, and he had a good first week. He plays opposite of Justin Jefferson. So I don't know, man. I think that if I'm looking at the defense and I'm the Vikings, that's kind of where I would be attacking. I'd be attacking Jordan Addison on Josh Jobe.
Now, also where I'd be attacking, obviously, the, you know, N'Kobe Dean going down and being put on the IR. I've said during the game, I've said it during preseason, I've said just where our team is vulnerable in the passing game is at safeties and at
linebacker.
And if I am any talented QB, I will pick any area where, you know, I can get to where I could see, you know, Reed Blankenship in space. You see Reed Blankenship on Hunter Henry, I'm going Hunter Henry every time. If I see some of our linebackers in space, I'm going there every time, and they, you know, the crossing routes or I could see Hunter Henry settling down those soft spots of the zone where he knows it's going to open up, because that's where you attack us. And I feel like I'm not being Debbie Downer. I'm just saying something that, again, which you'll see if you go back and watch the Super Bowl, you'll see all these good QBs. They will take advantage of us in that area. So I feel like, are we headed down that road again? We did pick up Rashad Evans, who might be elevated. You know, we got Nick Morrow, Christian Ellis came in and gave us some decent snaps. But again, Zach Cunningham, it's, you know, we have some questions.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex.
I think that, I'd much rather see Rashad Evans just because I don't think you play in the SEC. You're a top round, you're a top 10 draft pick, I think, and you're a fluke. Like, I think there's something there. I think that he just lost his spot in Tennessee and over the years, but I think he'd be a good person to have. And also, like, Kirk is a good quarterback. Hate to say it. Sorry, but, like, he's a solid quarterback. You know, he's going to throw for 250, 300 yards maybe. You know, I don't want him to, but, like, he probably will. And, like, we might give up a big play or two. It's going to happen. You know, that's what happens when the best player on the field, who's potentially Justin Jefferson, is there. You know, things will happen, but I don't know. I think Slade's been handling his own. I think that he's in top shape to take him down again.
Yeah,
if there's,
I'll be feeling pretty good about him.
I got a stat for you, Alex.
Okay,
below you.
There we go.
I'll let you read it since you're the man of the hour.
Good. Kirk Cousins, 18 primetime games. He's 8-10. In those games, in every other game he started for the Vikings, he's 38-14-1. Okay, so under pressure,
primetime Kirk
against, yeah. Okay, great.
So that's a good thing for us. I mean, primetime Kirk is not.
Yeah.
He seems to be great. Outside of primetime, but at the end of the day, what has not teams that have not been great against the Eagles? I think in the last 13 games, the Eagles have won 10 of them against them. So,
I've got something even better for you. It's not just the Kirk Cousins and primetime thing. It's also the fact that this is the Evan Hearn statement. This isn't, I saw in a lot of fantasy football drafts this year, Madison is getting a ton of praise, highly drafted. Everybody's loving them. Some Madison, man. Dude, I don't get it. I straight up do not get it. I don't think he's a good running. Like, I think he's middle of the road running back.
He's like, If what kind of spice would it be, Alex, if he was a running back?
God, he'd be flour. You know,
he's got flour.
It's needed. It's basic, but it's needed.
It's basic, but it's just he's
there
a
ain't
he's
no spice a, to it.
Exactly. There's not nothing spicy. To it.
Yeah, there's nothing to him. Right.
Let's look at what we have and what is not there. So what's not there is the Vikings starting center. Am I right? I believe
he's
not going to be playing. So the two guys that we talked about, the Georgia Bulldogs, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, they should be able to eat their way right through the center of that line and clog up those running lanes.
Left tackle too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Darisaw. Now, if Darisaw is down, I know he's questionable. If Darisaw is down, and obviously Bradbury is going to be down, it's going to be system of the downs.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that this defensive line.
Is that the name of the group? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, system of a down. Okay. Yeah. So this defensive line should be able to eat against this offensive line. And I think that if you're able to do that, if you're able to take Madison out of the game and make this completely one-dimensional, then you're relying on a primetime Kirk Cousins to beat you. I am afraid of a primetime Justin Jefferson. That guy is elite. Don't let Hollis tell you otherwise, who's sitting here and tell you that he shouldn't be a top 100 player because he wasn't in the Super Bowl. That's not true. He's an elite player, and he is a guy that could definitely do some damage. However, he was held in check last year by Darius Slay. So if Slay could follow him around, then we're relying on primetime Kirk Cousins and Jordan Addison to beat you. To me, that is a recipe for success.
Dad says Slate typically looks amazing first half of the year. And then a lot of people don't talk about the slight injuries that he did have. But at the end of the day, he's phenomenal, dude. Like, he's phenomenal. Just like the banana pudding is banana phenomenal. Pudding. Shout out to Jennifer Slate. Having a pop-up shop somewhere in Philly. News is about to drop. That's what you like to see. A person who's giving back to the community. Now you can go get some of that banana pudding and represent for the Slays. Bobby chimes in. He says, Slay held Jefferson's 6 receptions, 48 yards. That is like a flower type day. That is basic. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to John. Greetings and salutations. He's in the chat. Hopefully we see you at the tailgate tomorrow. Again, I would like to see you guys rocking out to this system. Not System of the Downs, but this is System of the Red Bull Truck.
This guy.
This really is wild.
Man, my transitions wild. Are on fire today.
They are.
Killing it, man. I also do have to run and get tailgate lanyards. Hmm. So, and I'm working on giving away. We might have a ticket giveaway at the tailgate.
Wow.
And it's only going to the first 100 people that come to the tailgate.
We don't got to reword that. We don't got 100 tickets to give away.
We have it's only 100 lanyards that are given away at every tailgate. So the first 100 would get rewarded because the people who show up on time get rewarded. That's how it works.
Yes, sir.
Early bird gets the
worm.
Cheesesteaks.
Pulled pork. Now, tell us about this pulled pork. Is it you put your sock in it?
My sock? Is that what you ask?
Yeah. Not that sock, but the sock, you know, the season.
Yeah. So I did a little bit different. I did a chipotle pineapple barbecue sauce, and I did it's pretty good. Amazing. And just some pulled pork. It's gonna be really good. Hopefully everyone likes it. I know that you will. I heard we're gonna have some pretty bomb cheese steaks as well.
As always. Is Pops going to be there?
Yeah. We're coming. We'll be there hopefully at 12 o'clock waiting in line.
Hell yeah.
To get in, you know.
I just want to give a shout out to Mama Levine, the elbow injury. Not that she was cross-checking somebody in a hockey game, but elbow injury on the IR.
She's out. She's out for at least a couple weeks.
It was about to be her first tailgate with Fourth and John, but it's going to have to wait.
Hope she rests up. Wait.
Well, just like we're having to wait for N'Kobe Dean, we're going to have to wait for Mama Levine's show.
So, I mean, getting back to the game, what unit of the Eagles are you most worried about heading into this game?
I think I'm going to linebacker and safeties both, man. It's just like it's a mixed bag, and we just don't have any definitive answers in terms of, like, we know Slay, we know. But then again, like, every question that we had going in the offseason, who's CB2 just in case someone might go down? Well, you get your answer. You'll have your answer tomorrow. Who is Sidney Brown, and when will he start? Well, you might have your answer tomorrow. Dad says play calling from the comments.
That's fair.
Do you think that as far as the running game is concerned, we're going to see, obviously with Gainwell being out, he won't be in there, but what kind of split are you imagining out of this backfield between Swift, Penny, and Boston Scott?
I think you got to have to dial in Swift. Swift has to get dialed in. Some players, it takes a couple carries to get going. But I left that game just like, how do you get one carry? And I was telling even Evan, I was like, I was looking at Dallas Goedert's body language, and I was saying, he's going to be connected to a squad, but like, there comes a time after every play, it's a true serum, is the body language. You can say whatever you want in a press conference, but you can see a dejected motherfucker. I was open look, or man, throw me the ball look, or like, I was open dog, or the chin strap. The chin strap is always a
frustrated.
So with Goddard and Swift, I feel like those guys need to get dialed up.
And you bring up Goddard. That's another guy I would like to see more involved in the game. I mean, this is something I've been saying for a while now, that I think that we have so many offensive weapons in this, but between our wide receivers and our running backs, that Dallas Goedert, he's a top 5'10", he's a top five tight end in this league. And he just gets constantly lost in the shuffle. And I don't know if that's because of how the game plan is written up. I'm not sure if Jalen Hurts simply isn't seeing him open out there, but he's open. To Gale's point, you know, he's out there getting frustrated because he's not getting the ball when he is open. There was a surefire touchdown he could have scored in that game versus the Patriots had Jalen seen him. So now I would like to see Goddard get more involved.
Now, Kyler, my guy from Texas, he says, "What's up, my guy? Sunday." Also, big TCU's biggest fan, but I'm not sure he was ready for that L against Coach Primetime. But Sunday was a get right game. He says, "Tomorrow I know y'all gonna be loud at the link, and we're gonna put on and make Primetime Cousins look like a fool." I didn't even he mentioned Primetime. He just not that Primetime, but Primetime Cousins. I felt like it was a preseason game to me.
Yeah.
Who did the Vikings lose to week one? It was the Bucks they lost to?
Yes.
They're the ones that lost to the Bucks. Jesus. Yeah,
Mayfield. Mayfield Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
we haven't talked about Hockenson either, who's also, you know, that he's a very good tight end who is open, who against our
linebackers and safeties.
Linebackers is probably not, you know, I'm kind of worried about him more so anything because. You know, you do a check down every so often.
I mean, Hockenson is also a top five tight end in this league, and he actually does get used. I mean, right, Kirk Cousins peppers him. So,
yeah. I mean, if you go back, if you look at the, you know, I always just, you know, where the ball is going, where the targets are going, that's really how you start figuring out where, you know, I mean, if you look at the targets, Jefferson got 12 targets last week, 9 receptions, 150 yards, 0 tutties. His second in line was Hockenson with 9 targets, 8 receptions, 8 receptions for 35 yards. But, you know, that's where he's going to be looking. If you look at Hunter Henry and Gesicki, I mean, he is a better version of those guys, I feel. Yeah. So I think we're going to get more. And then he just got paid, didn't he, by the Vikings?
No, yeah. He just got Hockenson? 84 or something like that. Yeah. $84 million dollars or something like that. Well, good money. So
big moolah.
But again, I'll go back and try and figure out some of these Vikings podcasts to see what the real ones are talking about. They are all concerned about their offensive line. They're concerned about how do they stand up against our defensive front. And what, you know, Fletcher Cox may, you know, if he might get an opportunity to go, that's great. But let's not forget to talk about Million Williams. We recently mentioned Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter, as a rookie, was out there doing his damn thing in his first game, dog.
Doing his damn thing is an understatement, man.
And Milton Williams was doing his damn thing as well. So let's not forget that we have some young guys, up-and-coming guys. I'm very appreciative of what Jordan Davis did. Obviously, if you can shut down the run, make them predictable and do some kind of bracket coverage on. You might not even have to bracket Jefferson the way that I'd still bracket him anyway, but Hockenson could be the guy that gets a lot of those targets. And, you know, Addison did score a touchdown last game. But again, the Vikings fans are very concerned about their offensive line and how they hold up.
Yeah. They should be. I don't think they're going to compete very well against our defensive front. I really don't. Like, I think that our defense will, I don't want to say dominate, but is going to dominate. You know, I think Kirk's going to be in the ground a lot and be forced. I think that'll be a thing this week.
Shout out to Mr. Iflow, who says the milk missile is wild. Mr. Missile, the milk missile, we got stopped in the hotel in the morning. Milk missile was on the mind of many. It was a big LOL. Milk missile is a thing now. Hopefully put that on a t-shirt. Kyler says, I'm with Gale, linebacker, safety, very experienced. John chimes in. He says, I'm worried about Brian Johnson's play calling. You know, I at the end of the day, like, I got to, you know, I want to see more. I would love to see some more. I'd love to see some screens, yeah. Some effective screens.
I just need a bigger sample size, period. I mean,
yeah,
I'm kind of willing to just forget about this first game, A, because let's not gloss over the fact we won. We won the game. So there's that. So things weren't completely catastrophic. And on top of that, like, you know, this is his first game as an offensive coordinator. This was Jalen Hurts' first game as a quarterback in Brian Johnson's system. Going to need some time to figure some stuff out. But this is something, and I'm glad that Nick Sirianni addressed it in his post-game press conference, in that something I want to see change into going into next year. These starters need to get some snaps in the preseason, man. I don't want to do the shake off the rust week one. I want to be ready by week one, come out guns a-blazing. That's what I want.
Shout out to NFL Reality Check. First time I've seen you in the comments. Stay a while. Enjoy the chat. Chime in. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate everyone in the chat, actually. I think, Todd mentioned you got to get the Philly kid a, if you've never seen his college tape that he sent, his hype video when he went to Georgia, like, if you're not, you're not, like, the level of difficulty and expertise it was to pull that off without it being cheesy, he did it. I know his dad is like a diehard, like, he's going, like, owns like a gym. He's a well-known yoked up dude in Philly. He's got the juice, so he's gonna have a big crowd out there. Let him rip, man. Let him run. Enough of these QB runs for a little bit. Let Swift run.
Just drifting away from the Eagles for half a second right here. I want to talk about what I think was one of the best games of the weekend. How about what happened in that Jets game, man? And I'm going to segue into the fact that, did you guys happen to see that there's two former Eagles quarterbacks that have, like, equal chances to be signed by the Jets in replacement of Aaron Rodgers, both being Carson Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, one that actually did the job and one that, you know, watched.
Is it Carson Wentz and Tom Brady?
Carson Wentz and Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, yeah. I can't see Nick just morally doing that. I can see Carson going there, no problem.
He needs to add to his wardrobe, bro. He's running out of clothes to wear. He's going to have the Jets helmet and the Colts pants.
We talked to Foles last week. He said, don't close the door in Philly. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Isn't it kind of crazy though to, like, just the anticipation of Aaron Rodgers, and then 75 seconds into their possession, season's over.
How much money was his contract for again, guaranteed?
I don't even know.
It was 130 million or something. Like, just, you feel so bad. Like, you almost wish
I don't feel
their
bad.
Contract.
I have a what's
some people paper feel bad, right?
That I turned into a AJ Brown jersey. I've moved on. You know,
I've got a bunch of coworkers that are Jets fans, and that was quite interesting texting them during that game.
What a roller coaster of emotion.
Jeez. Ed asked, bigger concern, Hockenson or Jefferson?
Oh, Jefferson.
Jefferson is the one that has the ability to have the more game-breaking plays, but I really think that Hockenson is the one that is going to just chip away, chip down the field. And I think that because of Slay's ability to stick with Jefferson, he'll somewhat hold him in check, but I think that Hockenson's going to end up having more yards and receptions.
So what Evan said, he's more concerned about
Hockenson,
our linebackers on Hockenson versus Slay versus Jefferson. So I think we're all agreeing there.
Yeah.
Kyler says, yes, sir. With the center being out, I think Carter and Davis Williams and Fletch will eat. I think Fletch will not let himself miss the opener. Because if you've never been the opener, I know the Eagles have some kind of thing if you get there at 8 o'clock. I know our tailgate might end earlier than 8 o'clock, but they have something where you download an app. It's going to be like some virtual thing where your phone is going to connect. They're going to get all your information. But they're going to have a fun time with the lights on your phone thing, so it's going to be a thing. So if you show up at 8 o'clock, you know, you're going to be a part of history.
Okay. Yeah, there's like a new
there's a thing going
yeah,
on.
Like starting,
you got to read the, you gotta read the internet.
Like with your lights, you got to download the app, and then you do the app, and then it's going to be some light show all at the link, and it should be lit.
Get with the program. Get with the program.
Yeah, come on, dog.
Shout out to Hollis Thomas Mao, and you know, we send our condolences to Primo. Someone asked in the comments, where is Prime tonight? He's dealing with some family. He had a death in his family. We're all praying for him. And he we're just wishing him and his family the best. Yep. Now Nick chimes in, he says this team is a shadow of what it was last season. I think in terms of the youth that we just infused, as you see, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter helped us win that game last year. That's a first year and a second year player. Milton Williams, a third year player.
Yep. A third year player who's looking jacked heading into the third year.
Some guy named Cam Jurgens, first time starting for the Eagles last week at right guard. We ran into his parents. Stuck out like a sore thumb. Cam Jurgens' parents, you know, they got some size.
Papa Jurgens got some mitts, bro.
Mitts.
He's got two hamburger helpers in his hands right there.
Big old meat paws over there. Oh,
nice. I shook his hand. I was like, Jesus Christ. I feel like my hand just got swallowed.
Gave you a hug.
In orbit. Yeah.
And I think Cam's mom, she can get in there and play left tackle. She got some, you know, she was like, I just walked up 5 flights. I was like, I look terrible. I was like, come on,
great,
you look great, Miss Jurgens. We appreciate you guys. Appreciate all those families that travel the distance. I do have a hard out tonight. I do have to pick up our lanyards before Staples closes. So,
okay.
In true fashion, go ahead.
What's the deal with the? Are we looking like we're gonna have a new flag this tailgate, or
your guy didn't get back to me?
Okay,
we have the old one.
The old one.
We have the old one, but I want to give a shout out to Philly Sports Trips. Make sure you follow them and book a trip. PhillySportsTrips.com. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. We have decided we just went on one trip, New England. Second trip in the books. Flights booked. We are going to LA for the LA game. So if you guys want to come hang out with us in LA, we'll be with Philly Sports Trips. So that'll be a good time. We're also going to Kansas City to see one hell of a offensive firepower units.
Super Bowl rematch, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a wild game.
Mm-hmm.
An Arrowhead. Wow.
But I've heard from a lot of Eagles fans like, oh, I'm not going to that one. I'm like, why are you shook?
Shook ones?
In the words of Mobb Deep, scared to look. You know, we're not scared to look. We go down there in the heat of the fire. We sit in front of Patriot fans. We get heckled. We don't care. We don't blink. We sit in the rain. There's fans that go travel and they, you know, wear their heart on their sleeve. Shout out to Liz. She wears her heart on her sleeve. We met her in the line for the Kelly Green jerseys. These are the type of people we're dealing with. This is how we take over these stadiums. We show up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people are like, I'm going just for the barbecue.
You're allowed to show up for the barbecue. I'll blame him. I mean, barbecue at the 4th of John tailgate, at least.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
It's worth it. Yeah, that was disappointing, Des. That was really disappointing.
But yes, before we get out of here, I want to thank Alex for joining us on the tailgate.
Yes, sir.
And actually filling in and joining us tonight, giving us a sneak peek of what he's bringing to the table. I know, Ev, if you've never had a cheesesteak from Ev, and you never had a moment of psychedelic awesomeness, like there's other cheesesteaks out there, but nothing like Ev's. Nothing like on a random tailgate day where you didn't know you were going to show up to a tailgate. You didn't know you were going to be blessed by Evan. This is what you need to tap into. You're going to get this an experience that you haven't had at other tailgates.
I wish everybody could have seen me in Giant just prior to this podcast too, because I was trying to rush to the store and get all of my onions for tomorrow. Just before this podcast started. And it's just me like just filling up a bag with just onions. And then I was checking out in line and everyone's just looking at me like, what the hell is this guy's problem? I got cheesesteaks to make.
Yeah. So before we get out of here, last word, we'll start with you, Mr. Alex.
I'm very excited to be back tomorrow at the link with everybody. Obviously the football game's going on, but I'm just excited to be with the boys, you know, with the homies again, hear the music, hear the screaming, watch all the people, you know, be happy, joyful. And, I'm expecting a big win tomorrow night as well. A very happy, very happy win. I don't know. Let's give it a score. Let's say blow them out of the water, 84-0.
Oh!
Yeah,
in honor of Randy Moss, we're putting up an 84 burger.
Yeah, why not? 3 touchdowns, you know, a quarter, we could do it. Why not?
What are we, IMG Academy?
Yeah, BS Academy.
Shout out to the IMG Academy. He's a fan of the show. Shout out to Billy.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Marissa asked, did we see the pop-up in Philly? I did. I actually contacted Jen. I said if she would like to be showcased on Fox 29. We're trying to make that happen. But we love the Slays. They do a lot of great things for the community. Yep. Also, if you go to her socials right now, she's giving away jerseys. Again, she's starting it up. Tim Hayes, 34-16. Is this I'm going to go 31-14. 34-17. I'm sorry.
34-17? Okay. Yep. I think the Eagles handle business tomorrow. I'm going to go 31-7. 31-7. Vikings just aren't really able to get anything going. And Eagles defense holds them in check.
Okay. Nice. Did want to give a shout out to everyone sponsoring us tomorrow. Shout out to Red Bull, who's our new sponsor for the tailgates, which is huge. Shout out to Nadia. She's been a pleasure to work with. Shout out to Jesse from Bud Light. In touch with him. Yo, we got a new Bud Light can. He just confirmed this is how we work. This things just happen. Like this Bud Light can is Kelly Green.
Oof.
And it's going to drop. And I've already had people asking me to hold cans for them.
God.
I'm not
like a souvenir or a collectible.
I'm not a recycler person. I recycle, but I'm saying I'm not the guy that picks up cans and hold on to them. You got to get them at the tailgate. So as we speak, he's saying, I have to meet you somewhere. Where can we meet in the morning to pass them off? Things happen on the fly. This is breaking news, but I have to run and get these lanyards. Obviously, we're hoping to get tickets giveaway for the tailgate. So first 100 people that get there, you could be in it to win it if you don't have tickets. Again, shout out to Prime and his family. We're thinking of him. And shout out to Hollis and shout out to Mal.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a last word, Ev? Did you already go?
I already went. Yeah.
Okay. But shout out to your cat, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone have any more shout outs?
Yo, shout out to Gail. Shout out to Ev.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alex.
There you go.
Shout out to Contract Hawk and Italian Baker. Did I forget them?
You may have, actually. I may have forgot about them.
Let's go for a little
shout out to being the first team in the NFL to be 2-0 tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Okay. So yeah, we'll see you guys soon. Hopefully, if you're checking out Fox 29 in the morning. You see these ugly mugs up top? That's me and Evan. You see Lowski on there. You'll see Kyle and Justin will also be on Fox 29. They're showcasing his
beautiful
mural, maybe. Yeah. So make sure you guys get there and check them out and check us out. If you see it, I don't have a DVR. I forget to record stuff. Record it for us.
You don't have DVR.
I don't know. I just don't have time.
Yeah. Just got a new house. Give them a break, you know.
Just so if you record it, send it to me. That'd be awesome. Appreciate you.
All right.
And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go, Birds.
Deuces.